That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Hello, I'm Kevin Day, and I'm delighted to be hosting a brand new podcast called The Price of Football. It's all about the dirty, tricky world of football finances. I'll be joined by the wonderful Kieran Maguire. Hello, Kieran.
Hello.
Would you like briefly to tell people how you know so much about these things?
I'm a lecturer at the University of Liverpool, and I teach football finance as a subject, which, as far as being a qualified chartered accountant is concerned, is probably the dream job, in that I don't have to talk anything about accounting and talk an awful lot about football.
I don't think we could be further away in terms of careers, really. Stand-up comedian, writer, broadcaster, lurching each week from one financial crisis to another like most self-employed people, and you, a chartered accountant with a dream. I think it's always good to meet a chartered accountant with a dream. And always nice to be sitting opposite somebody who knows a bit about finances and sensible finances. I am the most romantic person about football in the world. Probably my view of football and its place in working class culture is hopelessly over romantic, if anything. Now, I'm slightly worried that I'm going to be upset by some of the things that you tell me about finances in football, because it's not just players. I'm one of those people. I'm an expert in the pub, of course I am. Before each Palace game, I will stand in the corner. You want to know about law? I'll tell you about law. You want to know about football finances? You come to Kevin Day. You actually know about these things. Am I going to be horrified by what you tell me? Am I going to be relieved? What is the state of finances in football? And that's a ridiculously broad question, I realise that, but you know, this is a trailer, so you don't have to answer it in general, because we want people to listen to it. But,
well, 62 out of what we have now 91 clubs in English professional football are losing money.
We'll be talking about the missing one club in detail on the pod coming up. 62 are losing money.
And that's probably going to get worse in this season.
There are other leagues available. Sorry to interrupt you. It will become part of the podcast, so you might as well get used to it in the trailer. There are other leagues available. Of that 62, how many are in the Premier League?
I think we've got 8 in the Premier League.
Eight Premier League clubs are losing money.
And there's a lot of money coming into football. But as Sir Alan Sugar once said, we've got the prune juice effect. We've got an awful lot of money going out of football just as quickly. Yeah. And ideally, football finance shouldn't exist. I shouldn't have a job. We shouldn't be having this conversation, because I go to football for the same reason as you, which is to see my mates in the pub beforehand, to scream and shout for 90 minutes and to abuse referees.
Yeah, as my wife describes it, talking the same nonsense to the same blokes in the same seat, in the same corner of the same pub for years. That's what it's all about, basically. We are having the conversation. We shouldn't be having it, but we are going to have it. We're going to have it on a weekly basis here on the Price of Football podcast. But we also want to hear from you, because I think as weeks go by, we'll be driven by questions from our listeners who want to know about their own club, but also about the state of football in general. Already, in a two-minute trailer, you've astonished me twice with football finance facts. That's going to be a theme as well, I think. So if you do want to get in touch with us, it's questions@theprice.com. We look forward to hearing from you, and I look forward to hearing more from you as the weeks go by, Kieran. And occasionally we'll slip in just a bit of joyous football news, but mainly it's going to be football finances. And on this very first episode, Kieran will be explaining in some detail what happened to Bury and how we stop it happening again.
Looking forward to it.